you know, some of us would emphasize more one side and more the other. Either way you say that, there could be problems. Well, I might just turn the question back to you. One of the things I'm trying to do is, instead of spell out a set of doctrines or propositions, I'm really trying to open up some of the questions that are being raised around the world.
Would you quibble with that statement made there in the Athanasian Creed that such a faith is necessary for salvation, and apart from it, one does perish eternally?
Well, that's where I would have a problem, because that would seem to me to be going far beyond Scripture. I personally think that Jesus is saying something very different. It just depends, Todd. I mean, so many of these issues, there are these dynamic balances, these dynamic tensions. I wouldn't want to reduce everything Jesus had to say just to those few sentences of 1 Corinthians 15.
Historically, Christians have heard that as an exclusive claim of him as being the only way to the Father and the only way of salvation. If not that, what in a nutshell is he saying, Brian?
Problem when you say in a nutshell, because when you take the word salvation and all the rest, there's a lot of theological freight that you have in that word, and for us to really have a deep discussion about it, we would probably uncover other layers and areas where we see things differently on a lot of the assumptions behind your question.